today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Satan in the view of Islam. Please be with us. Today, Monday, is the 25th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of the month of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of the month of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, for this part, we want to listen to chapter Ibrahim from the Holy Quran, verse 22.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا صرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتمون من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم.
And Satan will say when the matter has been concluded, indeed, Allah had promised you the promise of truth, and I promised you, but I betrayed you. But I had no authority over you except that I invited you, and you responded to me. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot be called to your aid, nor can you be called to my aid. Indeed, I deny your association of me with Allah before. Indeed, for the wrongdoers is a painful punishment.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the hereafter, sinners seek to get others involved in their sins and they try to find fellow conspirators so as to put the whole blame on them for the wrong they have committed. Sometimes the sinner will say, "Friends seduced me." At other times he say, "Corrupt leaders made me corrupt." Some other times he blames the Satan and regards him as the cause of his own seduction. But the Satan answers, "Do not put the blame on me. I did not have any role to play except wavering your opinion, calling you to it. It was you who decided to deviate and become deviant." series of today's special, we're going to speak about Satan and Iblis. This part for this episode. There are many Satans, but only one Iblis. Iblis as Satan is capitalized because of him being the epitome as well as the source of all evil and mischief, whereas other Satans are in lowercase. The relationship between the two is one of a leader or godfather and followers. It is truly enlightening to study how precisely the Quran uses the words Satan and Iblis, recognizing the context and giving each word its exact meaning and role. For example, when a discourse is about prostration before Adam, the Quran uses the word Iblis, because solely in his personal capacity did he refuse to follow divine orders and to prostrate. However, when the discourse moves to the acts of deceiving Adam and his wife and causing them to fall, the Quran employs the word Satan, because thus he acted in his capacity as the avowed deceiver. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with studying various ways of satanic temptations. At the same time, it must be indicated that if Satan was one of the angels, however, it must be indicated that there's no indication in this connection. However, the Holy Quran says the Satan was kan min al jinn. The Satan belonged to the jinn. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. Therefore, he averted from the command of, from practicing the command of his Lord. At the same time, since Iblis or Satan used to be among the Satans, I mean collectively, he was regarded as one of them. For example, imagine that, for example, someone may be associated with a company of people, with a group of people. Then other people, I mean other outsiders, may come to regard this person as one of that group, while there may be some other, I mean, differences. In this connection, it must be indicated that Satan was created out of fire. However, angels were created from light, and this is a big differentiation and difference between them. Some people may say, may raise this question, why Satan was created? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create Satan in order to mislead Adam and the children of Adam and the descendants of Adam? Certainly not, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never created any entity in order to mislead others. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never created Satan as a misleading creature. Rather, Satan, I mean, for a very long, long period of time, used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it was Satan's own decision, and it was his own choice not to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
For today, Satan's best strategies. Let's get familiar with them. Having kibr. Anyone who possesses half a mustard seed of kibr in his heart will not be granted admission to paradise. This hadith sums up the danger of having kibr. Kibr is the main cause of racism and oppression. Kibr is also one of the main characteristics of Iblis. It was his kibr which got him to be cursed and kicked out of heaven. So this is one of the most important characteristics. We need to cleanse our hearts. Kibr means arrogance. Showing off. This is the other strategy of Satan. Showing off will be certainly earn a person the displeasure of Allah and love of the Satan. For this reason, we need to always check our intention.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
Of course, we have the solution too. How to defeat Satan? Seek refuge with Allah and be insistent upon the invocations the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny taught us. Indeed, when the Satan of the believer meets of the Satan of the disbeliever, he sees the Satan of the believer as pale, covered with dirt, and terribly weak. The Satan of the disbeliever asks him, "What happened to you? Wow, be unto you. You have been destroyed." So the Satan of the believer will respond, "No, by Allah, the disbeliever doesn't have anything essential with him except that when he eats, drinks, sleeps, and enters his house, he remembers the name of Allah." Then the Satan of the disbeliever says, "But I eat from disbeliever's food and from his drinks and sleep on his bed, so one is stingy and the other is weak and overpowered."
Another encounter of prophets and shaitan is when the prophet Ibrahim went to sacrifice his son Ismail. The prophet Ibrahim says to his son, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. O son Ismail, I saw a dream that I'm sacrificing you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you think, my son? Ismail, without thinking, without taking time to ponder on the question, says, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. O Allah, O Prophet of Allah, O Ibrahim, O my father, if'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You shall find me amongst the patient ones. So he took his son, and they're going for Ibrahim to sacrifice his son Ismail. And along the way, they saw three individuals. It was the shaitan that came in the form of three different individuals trying to persuade the Prophet Ibrahim not to sacrifice his son Ismail. First, an old man came. An old man came saying, Ibrahim, this is your only son. This is your beloved. You saw a dream and now you're ending up sacrificing your son? Don't do it. So the Prophet Ibrahim took seven pebbles, rocks, and he threw it at this man. And it was the shaitan. And that is why when we go to Hajj, we stone the shaitan in those locations before we sacrifice the sheep. The second was an old lady. The third, so three times the shaitan came to manipulate the Prophet Ibrahim.
Oh,
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, that is the difference between Satan and Iblis and the concept of both of them. So we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.